B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This isn't about the Mavericks. This isn't about, you know, when do we start or do we start or how do we start. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic where people's lives are at stake. And, you know, I'm a lot more worried about my kids and my mom, who's 82 years old, you know, and talking to her and telling her to stay in the house than I am about when we play our next game. Look, we have a lot of flexibility. I don't want to speak for Adam or the NBA, but in terms of the NBA basketball side of this, we have a lot of flexibility because there's nothing that happens after June 12th when we typically end our season. So, you know, it's more important for us to get it right.
Hardy and Tim McCone in for Zolak and Bertrand. Beetle's been sick all week. Zoe, a little calm old tickle throat last night, so he's not here. But some things, you know, go on no matter what. In the face of, you know, common sense and common courtesy, and I think what the rest of the world is doing, other things just say, forget it. The Big East basketball tournament going on.
Some things are bigger than pandemics.
Right. What's that? Oh, they just canceled it.
Yeah.
Aren't they in the middle of a game? Excuse me? Oh, now they're all done. All right. We're goofing on St. John's and Creighton playing. Are they all done, McCone?
They're done.
That's it?
They stopped at the half 38-35, but then they just erased the box score and said canceled. I'm reading it online. So it's like they were like, let's pretend like that never happened. We apologize.
Do you know how many people probably betted on that thing? It was the only thing to bet on.
Only thing on the board, yeah. Somewhere Lifshatz is shaking his fist, yeah.
Oh, my God. Whoops. Well, there it is. The one thing that we had to goof on that was ignoring everything.
I think that's pretty much it now.
Yeah. We don't have that anymore. Oh, some people are asking me to stop my Spanish flu comparison. I saw it from a public health official on a network news program. I'm not making this up. I didn't come up with this on my own. Fine. Nothing but Twitter reports. That's it. You want it, you got it. Here we go. I won't say anything else. Boston Globe, Massachusetts doctors say a severe shortage of tests for COVID-19 is hindering efforts to control the local coronavirus outbreak. How did Rudy Gobert have a test, like, immediately?
Well, 58 people in the Jazz organization got them.
How did the Nebraska coach get one immediately? How did the important people in life. The Nebraska basketball coach.
Right, that's a low bar.
When we're putting together, you know, the yachts, you know, the yachts that they had in, what was the John Cusack movie, 2012? You know, you could buy your way onto one for $1 billion, but there was a handful selected. Every disaster movie has this, you know, implication, deep impact. You know, we're going to select some people, the scientists, you know, a handful of artists, just some, you know, good looking, hunky, you know, muscle guys from Venice Beach to help, you know,
weekend headlines,
keep the
guys,
population going. Right. We're going to select the best of the best. We're going to put them in the underground bunker before the asteroid hits. Some of these coronavirus tests are being held for the upper echelons of society, for the people who really need to know, like the head coach of the Nebraska men's basketball team. My wife is from Nebraska. Ask her to name a player in the history of Nebraska basketball. She cannot do it. It's football. You're telling me that, you know, the descendants, you know, going down three generations of the Tom Osborne clan are getting coronavirus tests. That I would understand. The basketball coach gets one?
I'm kind of with you on that one, especially when you decide that you're going to go out and coach that game when you're drenched in sweat and look like you're about to pass out. Not ideal.
Can I give one bit of advice here too?
Yeah, what's that?
Unless you can do something about it, don't look at any numbers. You got a little, you know, 401k going. You got a little butter and egg money set aside. Beetle, who is not here today, who I wish would stop texting, is now texting stock numbers, and that's it. Why don't you just stop with that? Can you do anything about it? Are you going to sell it off? You going to sell it when it's low? You're going to cash in your little IRA that you got going? Nope. You're just going to have to wait it out. Don't look.
Luckily, I don't make enough where that becomes an issue. So that's kind of a positive for where I'm at in life right now.
You're a young man. You rightly so, young Tim McCone, should be spending all your money on hookers and blow. That's where every dime should be going right now. Don't you worry about setting anything aside. It's not time yet. Not time, my friend. Go to the phones here. We'll go to Scott in Weymouth. I saw Scott. And I saw W, and I thought for a second Zoe was calling back in, but no, it's not Rentham, it's Weymouth.
Well,
what's up, Scott?
Well, how many towns can you name that start with a W? Let's go. Weymouth, Wareham, Rentham.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, if Beetle is listening, Apple is on sale right now. It's getting crushed, and you know it's coming back. So many points of touch, Heidi. Give me 40 seconds.
Oh, really?
This is all ridiculous. I can't believe what's happening. Canceling sports games? Coronavirus? Are you kidding me? Now, listen, with regard to sports betting, I've had a few of my friends.
Hold on a second. You don't get 40 seconds when you say canceling sports game coronavirus. Are you kidding me? What can you not believe about that?
I'm painting with a broad brush. Excuse me, Hattie. I think it's ridiculous for reasons to be said in about 4 seconds. Overreaction, Hattie, is the most common reaction.
That's sports very bets, pithy, but it doesn't necessarily apply here.
I've had a few friends call me today. They have future bets online, gambling.
Oh, shut up, Scott. Go away. Leave me alone. Love you, Scott. Thank you for listening. You know what else? Offense is the best defense, along with overreaction is the most common reaction. They're trying to stop this thing from spreading. There's no vaccine for it, and all indications are it is more contagious than the flu and also has a much higher fatality rate. But if your friends who have future bets in on who's going to win the Big East tournament, oh well. There are a lot more people being impacted a lot more financially than your friends with their futures bets, Scott.
That's how I'm picturing those league meetings going, by the way. Medical personnel.
Richard
Mayors, and then people with futures bets. You know what? Let's hold off.
Richard, in the car. What do you have for us, Richard?
Good afternoon. Thank you, guys. Great show. So the coronavirus, why is the PGA golf tournament today, the players, and next week, the match play championship, haven't even been mentioned, are still going on with 30,000 people standing next to each other at the final holes?
Okay.
We have
information on that. Thanks for the call, Richard. I don't know why they allowed people at the tournament today, and I haven't seen it. But the reports we saw that starting tomorrow, no more spectators at the Players Championship.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
That was right. Yeah.
And for the next couple of weeks on the PGA, I have no idea why they're allowing the people there today. That's number one. Number two, going forward, you know, the golf is not like other sports. You can easily maintain a 6-foot distance from everybody for the entire tournament. That, I mean, maybe you're caddy, but chances are you're spending most of your time in close quarters with that one guy anyway. It's not a stranger. But if all you're going to have are cameras on the course and players on the course, they're so spread out and they're nowhere near each other, I don't think there is any added risk for guys in a golf tournament participating in it than there would be in lots of other walks of life. So that doesn't constitute the mass gathering. Why they're allowing spectators on the course today for the players, I don't know. That one does not seem to jibe with the others. That one I'll give you. All right. Do we have something else that just popped up here in the last couple of seconds here, McCone?
Yeah, well, it looks like
Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it looks
update.
Like Major League Baseball is going to suspend all operations starting immediately. So that's coming down, and then it looks like the NHL as well is going to jump on that too.
Pierre LeBrun saying that a source says Gary Bettman has just put it on the table to NHL governors, put the season on hold. So far, no opposition from owners on the call. So that was what we were expecting to happen here today once we signed on at 10 a.m. and things continue to develop and change.
So, you know, yesterday, like, I think everyone was pretty shocked when you found out that the NCAA was going to play their tournament without any fans in the building, right? That was pretty big news at the time. Now I would be surprised, and I think it's inevitable here, that that's going to get canceled or at least pushed back significantly too.
Okay. Well, lots to keep up on, and we'll keep up on top of it throughout the rest of our show today. I'm sure Felger Maz will do the same. So this is a good place to keep it here in terms of your updates and all things, at least sporting related, and the more important stuff too, which is pretty much everything. We're trying to handle it all here for you as you stay with us on this edition of Zolak and Bertrand. Without Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy and Tim McCone here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Indeed, Dan, I think that's the case. It seems inevitable that the NCAA will make that decision. Other pro sports leagues have decisions to make. Jeff Passan now joining us to tell us the news about what Major League Baseball is planning to do in its response to the coronavirus situation.
Well, Reese, here in Phoenix, baseball is expected to be suspended later this afternoon. There's a conference call among owners at 2 o'clock Eastern, at which time they're expected to formalize that and eventually make the announcement. But baseball, as is seen with all of the other sports around the nation today, is expected to join them as well. Spring training should be suspended by the end of the day today. There are games going on right now in Florida that are expected to continue, but the games here in Arizona could be suspended by the time Major League Baseball comes out with its announcement.
Jeff, thank you very much. A remarkable turn of events, but again, once again, it seems to be the prudent one. Major League Baseball, Jeff Passan reporting that later today that baseball will be suspended until we have a little more information on how this virus is being handled and what the situation is there.
Just a quick overall point on this coronavirus thing as we continue here. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Tim McCone in for... Oh, are they playing again?
That's from last night. All right. I saw a second half in St. John's up there. I was like, are you kidding me? No, they're replaying last night's game from
okay.
the Big East tournament.
Okay, yeah. Good. That Big East tournament, every other tournament's been canceled now. They're just canceling the conference tournaments. And before we get back to baseball and what's happening with all that, just an overall point on the coronavirus thing. This is, and Mike from Woburn, you know, sent me a message, and other people I've been talking with just, you know, via a personal text and emails and DMs that I've gotten. A lot of people, especially those in the healthcare industry, are saying that this is to be taken seriously in terms of a personal health perspective. Mm-hmm. For your own personal health and for the health of those around you, this needs to be taken seriously. But, and I didn't really understand, you know, the difference in what all this meant until I started thinking about it, and I heard it from more than one person. It's also a public health concern. And again, I sometimes I need to be beaten over the head 19 times on stuff like this, McCone, but I get it. If you have a bunch of people all sick at once, it overwhelms the healthcare system. You know, as I heard it described, somebody I believe on Touch and Rich this morning said, think of it like a dam, right? Where all these patients come in and they're all presenting at the same time because we didn't do enough to contain. And then that overflow of patients either starts spilling over the dam or breaks the dam. And what happens is some people get crushed under the weight of all these new cases that need other serious health attention, and they're not getting it because there are many people, granted, some who need it, but others just feel sick. I need a doctor. And well, we can prevent you from getting sick in the first place if we all undergo what are going to be these very, you know, painful circumstances, canceling tournaments and loss of business and everything else. But this is as much about maintaining the well-being of our public health care system as it is maintaining the personal health of those who are or might be affected.
Look, and it's good to see that people are taking the appropriate steps in terms of these leagues as well, and they're not kind of half-assing it almost and really going, except for the Big East, I'll say that, and really going out and making the proper steps and canceling these events. Again, it's crazy to see where we've gone from 2 o'clock yesterday when we were on, when it was just, what, the CBI had been canceled, and that was it. Everything else was still planning to go on, and then to where we are now, it's pretty wild.
And I don't mean, I'm not taking any kind of a statement politically about, public health and access to, I'm talking about the people that we all know and love, in many cases married to and work with,
yep,
who have spouses or whatever in the healthcare system, right? Doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, physicians, assistants, people who work in a hospital. These are the people who are going to be at the front line of this, essentially. And unless we do a lot in terms of containment, that is going to get overrun. And then it will have a far-reaching effect on other health concerns, not just coronavirus. This is not just about coronavirus at this point, is what I'm saying when you're talking about the health aspects of this. So again, if you're one of these deniers or people who are saying it's like not that big a deal, what's all the fuss about? Think about the various ways this can impact,
yes,
life and the well-being of maybe not you, I get it. Yeah, just maybe your mother, okay? Can I appeal to you on that sense? Maybe your parents. How's that? Think about them.
You know, we've only gotten like 3 or 4 of those calls. It's been pretty good so far this afternoon. So let's see if we can keep that going.
You want to take let's take more calls. Let's do that. We'll just play roulette here. I'll go to Rick in Plymouth. I don't even know what it exactly is that you're calling about, Rick, but what do you got?
Oh, that one guy called in a few calls ago about what you could do if you had to go in for like one night or something like this. I thought it was a nice change of pace, considering this is the most depressing day I've ever seen in sport.
Give it to me, Rick. What could you do? All right, so you get called up. Let's say you're going to be the emergency goalie for the like the guy was for Carolina. What? It doesn't have to be hockey. What could you do?
I have been a USA hockey referee and a baseball umpire for quite a few years. I don't think I could referee the game because you got to go up and down the ice like a bat out of hell. But I think I could call the lines in an NHL game if I could do it for just one night.
See, Rick, thank you. You actually have thought about this, and you're not going full Billy Lanny saying you could play first base for the Red Sox. Thank you.
Well,
so you could be a linesman.
It'd be the same thing if I had to umpire a major league game. I could call the bases, but there's no way I'm getting behind the plate.
Okay, how old are you, Rick?
Do I have to tell?
Yeah.
60.
Yeah, you can't do it. But I appreciate you giving it the thought. Rick, I believe you could do it. That's a great answer.
If any of my friends are listening to this, I'm going to get roasted beyond belief on Facebook.
You tell your friends I said I believe you and that you could do it, and I thought it was a good answer.
That doesn't count, though, right? Aren't you supposed to play the sport?
Did you listen to my question? Are we doing a show together? Are you listening to anything I said? You have to participate at the highest level, something in a professional sports contest tonight. I didn't say you had to play,
all right,
McCone.
All right.
Don't twist my words. You said you could go in there and be a holder.
I think I would be pretty decent. Yeah.
And again, just back up. Based on what?
Pretty good hands.
For eating a hoagie?
That's all I got. Yeah. Yeah. I don't drop stuff a lot. That's what I'm going to go with.
And just, again, to be clear, did you play high school football?
No, we didn't have football at my high school. Intramurals in college.
At least I wasn't good enough to play in my high school football team, but we had one.
We didn't have the numbers. They cut it. I don't know what to tell you. I would have.
So you really don't know. At least I could discern the level at which I would have to get to be able to do it based on the fact that my school had a team. You can't even tell me that. Cappy says there's no way I could survive as a caddy. Why not?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Mr. Hardy,
yeah.
I respect you, and you crack me up every day. There's no way you're carrying a bag for 5 hours.
Why not?
Out there.
Why not?
First of all, you don't have to tend the flags anymore. They either pull them or they leave them in. Second of all, those bags are heavy. Third of all, you could not properly rake a bunker on the tour.
One,
not like a Saturday, like a Saturday afternoon at your course.
No, let me tell you something. I do have caddy training, Birmingham Country Club. I was 12 years old, so I've been through the proper training, Cappy. That's number one. Number two, I routinely walk and carry my club, so I know I could do it, especially when I don't have to stop and swing a club.
Yeah.
I'll have energy in reserve. So physically, I can carry the bag, even a tour bag like that. That's not going to be a problem. And when I say tin the pin, you still have to pull the pin. That's what I mean by tinning the pin. I don't mean necessarily stand there and hold the damn thing.
Okay.
But there's like an order, like who's doing it. Cappy, don't count me out. I can do it. Put me in.
Okay, buddy.
All right, give me a loop. I'm a pro jock. I could do it. I caddied 9 holes for somebody playing in the Mass Open once.
Yeah?
Read that last...
How'd you guys do?
He's going to kill me. He either won or came in second.
Oh, that's pretty good then.
I wasn't there on the final day. But I did a half a loop for him on the day I was out there watching him. He's like, you want to get on the bag? I'm like, yeah, I'm a jock. Pro jock.
Yeah.
I can take care of it. I can do it. And I did it. Helped him read that birdie putt, too. Something else, boy. One of his birdie putts. Oh, they're dropping like... You know what? On that day on that course, my man, call him Titanic. You want to know why? Consider it sunk. Ball was in the hole. You know what I'm talking about, McCone?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Look at me. Look at me, Tiger. You ready for an update?
I am.
We got more suspensions?
Yes.
More
coming
cancellations?
Fast and furious.
Let's hear them.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and Tim McCone in. Got a statement here from the Boston Celtics. It says the announcement that the NBA suspended the season is disappointing news to the Boston Celtics and our fans, but we stand firmly with the league and its decisions. We want to clarify information regarding what the team has done and is doing. Last night it was learned a player from the Jazz had tested positive for COVID-19. Second case reported this morning. Celtics played the Jazz on Friday, March 6th. We've been in constant communication with the Mass Department of Public Health officials. Specific to the news about Utah players, it's been advised that based on those players' health statuses during this period, it is unlikely that anyone from the team came into contact with them while they were contagious. I am paraphrasing a little bit here and there, just cutting out some of the what I hope are none of the important details of this statement from the Celtics. However, notwithstanding this information, we are exercising an abundance of caution, taking every measure to be vigilant and safe, including having players and staff who are in close contact with Utah players or traveled to Milwaukee to self-quarantine through the weekend, during which time all players will be tested, as will staff. Also take additional measures as necessary. Safety of our fans, players, and staff, paramount importance, continuing to monitor developments, provide info as we work with the officials throughout this situation. So there you go. Statement from the Celtics talking about what happened with players from the Jazz and being told by doctor from the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences that based on the time frame, it's unlikely that anyone from the Celtics came into contact with those players while they were contagious. So that's number one, McCall.
Yeah, the NHL just releasing a statement to Commissioner Gary Bettman. It says, in light of ongoing developments resulting from the coronavirus and after consulting with medical experts and convening a conference call of the Board of Governors, the National Hockey League is announcing today that it will pause the 2019-20 season beginning with tonight's games. So the NHL officially on pause. Hockey East just came out a few minutes ago, said that their Hockey East tournament is not going to be played anymore either.
All right. So let's just go 1, 2, 3 in terms of our sports here. The Hockey East, yeah, that's definitely important. But number one, The Celtics being told by officials it's unlikely that any of their players came into contact with Utah players when they were contagious. That's number one, but they're going to self-quarantine this weekend. Number two, the statement from the NHL. They, too, are pausing the season. There are also reports that officials at arenas have been contacted about having access to those arenas through July. So, doing some quick math, based on anybody's seemingly ability to make it into the Stanley Cup final, extending things out, say, a month.
Yeah.
A month to 6 weeks, something in that regard. So the pause in the NHL schedule could conceivably be a month or more. Again, this is, you know, what we are discerning from the reports that are coming in, but the statement from the NHL is official now from Gary Bettman. Also, all reports from Major League Baseball indicate that spring training games taking place today will be the last of spring training. Starting tomorrow, no more spring training games. And that this will obviously impact the start of the regular season. That's a domino effect based on what we were talking about earlier with the ramp-up time that players need. And let's face it, hockey, basketball, these guys can't just stop playing, do nothing for a month, and then pick up playing again. But it is presumed they will be able to work out to some degree and then get back to normal somewhat more quickly than baseball is able to based on the way pitchers work and how they have to ramp up again.
Right.
So
you would think so.
For baseball, pausing spring training, but nothing official from baseball yet. Correct, gentlemen? Tyler? Tom? McCone?
No, nothing official yet. It does seem like they are going to pause everything coming out, so we should be getting a statement pretty soon here moving forward. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Now, Mark Cuban was saying that in an interview earlier this morning that he expects the NBA to finish up, not suspend it, not cancel the season, and they'd finish up somewhere in the August range, something like that. So,
all right, let's grab a couple more calls here. We will go to Ryan. Talking about PGA Tour, one of the entities that's still going to try and keep things going, albeit without fans. What do you got, Ryan?
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
No, just thinking real quick, two comments about the PGA. You know, the 6-foot recommendation while on the course, I think that is doable. But I think a big concern would be locker room interactions, you know, clubhouse interactions. Yep. And then also the other concern would be, you know, what the players do while not at the club, whether they're hosting a big event, going to nice restaurants, hanging with family. I mean, that's a lot of people to be around. I'm going to hang up and listen.
No, you're right, Ryan. I mean, but none of that stuff is necessary. I mean, yeah, the players definitely have their routines and they do things a certain way. But if you told players, sorry, guys, you're going to come from your hotel to the course, tee off, and then you're going to leave,
right,
they could do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tiger. I know, you know, you got a cool Masters Champions dinner planned this year. We're not having that. That's all stuff that you can handle. The logistics of it are quite doable. Let's go to Matt in Grafton. What do you got, Matt?
Oh, just to tie it back to what would have been the other big story, you got to feel a little bad for Tom Brady. Because here he is, his first free agency tour in 20 years. He wants to get the Peyton Manning, Kevin Durant experience of being wined and dined and visited by every team, and now it's all going to be over Skype.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, I don't feel all that badly for Brady in terms of the overall impact of this. I don't know that he cares about being wined and dined, and the reports are that NFL teams are closing their facilities and the NFL offices are telling people that they need to work from home. But in terms of the start of free agency, and the reports are that NFL is not planning on changing the dates of this based on coronavirus, I say, yeah, they don't have to.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, is a visit to, you know, Las Vegas really going to change Brady's mind in terms of, you know, he was ready to re-sign with New England, and all of a sudden he went on a visit to Oakland, and that was what switched it?
It's been part of the dialogue on this from the very beginning, Tim. And I've said, again, the second tiny victory lap I'll take today on this is, I don't see why it's so important to have these face-to-face meetings and the in-person visits. Tom Brady's been to every, with the exception of the brand new ones, you know, with whatever they're building in Vegas, and for all I know, he's been there too.
Yeah.
He knows what these places are. He knows who the people are.
They know where they want to go. There was a story just when the Nets fired their head coach this past week, where Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are texting back and forth deciding where they want to go. It has nothing to do on the visits. They already know what they want to do.
I think so. Yeah. So, yeah, while I'm sure he would have liked a, you know, a nice avocado steak dinner served to him at each and every stop. The number of teams who are really in on this, and thank God we didn't get a chance to talk about the Buccaneers today and their full court press for Brady, because I really don't have the stomach for it. I don't think it's that big of an issue for Tom Brady to have these face-to-face meetings. Mabel in the car. You're on with Hardy and Tim McComb. What's up, Mabel?
Hey, Hardy. How are you?
Is this the Mabel?
This is the Mabel.
Oh,
how
hi,
are you?
Mabel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, a couple things. I just wanted to say I think you're doing a hell of a job covering for Tickle Me Elmo, Zoe, and Beetle. I think you're doing a great job.
Tickle Me Elmo is better than Tickle Throat. I like that. Oh, maybe we'll just call him Elmo or Elzo. That's good.
Well, Tickle Me Zoe. How about that?
Oh,
Tickle Me Elmo, Tickle Me Zoe.
Done. Okay, thank you.
Second question, how is this all going to affect the draft coming up? Third, and of course I have to throw my Cowboys in.
Go ahead.
For good measure. I don't think Dak Prescott is worth the $33 million a year that they're going to pay him, and I'm wondering if he is going to accept or they're going to have to up his offer again
to
make him sign.
I hear you, Mabel, and thanks for the call. The reports on free agency and draft are all kind of interconnected that I saw earlier, Tim, and unless you have something more up-to-date than that, as scheduled.
Yeah, no, that was the latest thing to come out. Now teams are pulling their scouts and coaches off the road and stuff like that. But as of now, nothing in terms of the schedule has changed.
You know, the NFL draft this year is to take place in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They were going to have the the pontoon boat,
right?
I'm not making this up. Carry the players from one side of the Bellagio fountain to a stage that was going to be floated or tethered in the middle, and. The most remarkable thing about it was they were expecting 400,000 people to be in attendance for the NFL draft, blocking off a huge section of Las Vegas Boulevard so that people could fill the streets, watch the draft, watch the fountains. Maybe they shoot them mothers up in the air when someone's name gets announced. Who knows? That, to me, is going to have to change if this notion of community spread and keeping personal distance remains in effect up until draft time, because those two don't jibe.
No, not at all. Last year they had it in Nashville. They shut down Broadway, which is the big street there with all the bars, and it's just a million people just slammed together. That seems like a terrible decision in terms of something that you would want to hold right now.
We're going to clear these calls. We're going to get through all of them. Danny in Bellingham, go ahead.
So thinking about the question, and I got no doubt in my mind I could manage a Sox game.
Okay, so you could do that. You could go in and step in. That's what Billy Lanny said, too, when we talked about what one thing could you do in sports to fill in on a moment's notice. He said manage the Red Sox for a game, but then he quickly changed it to play first base.
Yeah, no, I think I know just enough about the game, about the Sox roster, and, you got all the nerds basically telling you what to do. They don't really... Well, how much do they actually do compared to, other coaches? They're not making quick decisions like you got to do in some other sports. I definitely think I could do it.
All right. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Yeah. McComb, could you go in and manage the Red Sox one night right now?
Yeah. No question.
I mean, it's beyond putting together the lineup and managing the pitching staff. As Lanny said at the time, it's like whoever we're playing that night, I'm just telling the starter you're going eight. I'll tell him right now.
I was going to say, pitch counts are out the window. We're not going to keep track of that.
Finally here, let's grab one last call here. This is Dave in Norwell. Go ahead, Dave.
Hardy.
Yes.
Relax about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
You remember the swine flu in 2009?
I do.
How many cases were there, do you remember, in the United States?
Off the top of my head, I do not know. How many were there?
61 million. 61 million, of which anywhere from 300,000 to 400,000 had to be hospitalized. There was about 18,000 deaths in 1 year, from April 2009 to April 2010.
All right. And what's the difference between the two illnesses?
Oh, I'm not a doctor, but I don't remember.
Okay, and there it is. No idea if your numbers are correct. You don't know what the difference is between the two. All I know is that a bunch of really smart people have said, hey, let's calm this thing down. And then another separate group of really smart people said, hey, we believe you. We're going to calm this thing down. And then another group of really smart people said, hey, good idea. Let's calm this thing down. And then you got a handful of people who say, we don't need to. You need to calm down.
My futures bets. Come on. What are we doing?
I'm not a doctor. Well, I'm just going to go ahead.
Stop it right there.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to the doctors on this one. But I'll try and calm down at the same time. We'll come back. We have takeaways today, Tommy. All right, we'll do those next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Well, we got today's takeaways that are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today. Call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com. And I believe this hour of Zolak and Bertrand was probably brought to you by someone. Did you already do that?
No.
Oh, there wasn't? It was brought to you by Hardy and Tim McCone. How do you feel about that? All right, here's the latest. And there's been a lot breaking today. We're just going to give you the absolute latest. Number one, a statement from the NHL commissioner that the NHL is announcing a pause of the season, beginning with tonight's games. So they are calling it a pause. Earlier today, MLS announced a 30-day suspension of play for MLS matches. So we have those two.
Yep.
What else have we learned here in the last few minutes?
All right, so pretty much every college basketball tournament has been canceled so far. The two NCAA men's and women's NCAA tournaments still going to go on as of now, but individual schools are starting to pull out. So Duke just tweeted out that they are not going to play in these tournaments, regardless of if they take place or not. So I would imagine that eventually here the NCAA is going to cancel the whole March Madness tournament.
Okay, that's speculation. We have heard on good authority that Major League Baseball is going to stop spring training games after today, and that there will be a subsequent delay to the start of the regular season just based on pushing things back a bit. We also got a statement from the Boston Celtics regarding their proximity to two players from the Utah Jazz who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and health officials have told them, based on the timeline, they don't believe they were around those players when they were contagious, but the Celtics themselves will be doing a self-quarantine this weekend and for the next few days.
And Deion Lewis got released by the Titans. Kind of sandwich that.
Next time. Do that before the
pandemic.
Before any news like that, the NHL suspension or the baseball. Say it again.
Deion Lewis released by the Titans.
Okay. We don't even have time for the one call we were going to play, do we, Tom? That's all right. It was a denier, wasn't it? I don't want to give any deniers any more time. We have one word from the denier.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that was the mortality rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy who was shocked to learn that the mortality rate of coronavirus is, at a bare minimum, 10 times that of the flu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Okay. Felger and Maz coming up next. Tim McCone, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.